Good morning. God bless you this Lord's Day morning. This is Brother Steve Fisher with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I want to read a little bit of a story here this morning, and then I just go over it a little bit to show you the greatness of God and how He is able to supply our every need, even in things that seem impossible to us. The story I'm going to read is in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, and I'm just going to pick out a few verses here. I'm going to read, start in verse 4, read through verse 6 there. It says, here they were out, the children of Israel had, left Egypt, and they were out in the wilderness here, and God was supplying their needs with manna every morning, and it came to the place where that wasn't good enough for them, and they started complaining. And so here, we're going to start in verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons, and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes." Here they were complaining, and God was not pleased with that, and yet He supplied their need, and we will see how He did that. After this, Moses complains to God, and God tells him, he can't bear it, and God tells him to set up the 70 elders, and so we're going to skip on past all of that. On down to verse 18, it says, God says to Moses, "And say thou unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before Him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And the Lord said unto Moses, Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not." Here Moses was a little unbelieving, and, before we are too hard on Moses, let's remember that they are in the desert. They are been wandering around the desert there, and there's nothing around to eat besides that the manna, and even the water they are getting is God supplied out of a rock. So it's a dry place, it's a dead place. There's nothing there to eat, and much less, maybe a few animals, if any. And here God says that He's going to give them flesh to eat for a whole month. And Moses is not sure if he's quite ready to believe that. But God told Moses that, "Is the Lord's hand waxed short, that thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not." Then going on to verse, I think next it's the account where Moses goes out and he sets up the 70 elders and to help him with the leading the people, and then he goes to, we go to verse 31. "And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp." Now we're going to look at a few of these numbers here. It says that they were, the quill were a cubit high all around the camp for a day's journey on in every direction. Now, in the Bible, a day's journey was, you know, the closest we can guess is approximately 20 to 25 miles. That was considered a day's journey. It was basically how far a man could walk in one day. And that would be a radius, like a circle, in 50 miles in diameter. Now, I live in Lancaster County, so for those of you who have lived here or live here, Lancaster County is approximately 50 miles wide and approximately 50 miles high. So basically, if you put that in that perspective, it would be the same as having all of Lancaster County covered with quail 3 feet deep. And then it says that the people gathered, it says that the ones who gathered least gathered 10 homers. Now, a homer in the Bible is a dry measure, and it's about 2.8 or about 1.8 barrel. Or no, I have that wrong. Was it 2.8? But anyway, it's about 6 bushel is one homer. And it says that those who gathered least gathered 10 homers of it, which would be basically 60 bushels. So Moses was unbelieving, the people were complaining, and God supplied there. Now we know that God after that judged them because of their lusting and their they were dissatisfied. And the New Testament, it tells us that God sent them leanness in their soul. But anyway, what the part I want to bring out here is the amazing abilities of God to supply our every need, even in the most impossible situations. Sometimes we might find ourselves in a place like it seems impossible what we're asking of God or what needs to happen for our needs to be met. But in the New Testament, we also have the promise of God where it says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, speaking of food, clothing, and shelter and all these things, are going to be added to you, all the things that we need. And so we have the promise of God that he will supply our needs. And you know, when we, having had experiences like that myself, you know, situations where it looked impossible, and you thought that, you know, this, you went to God and you asked God for something, you told him your needs, and yet you kind of went away not really expecting him to do anything because it looked impossible. It was like, you know, how would God do this? This doesn't really make sense. But then to see God move and God to work miracles, move in people's hearts and things like that, to move mountains, and you could say, to supply our needs, has been a real faith builder for us. And we have experienced those kind of blessings where we were in situations that looked impossible, and God was able to do things that we would have never dreamed of. Just like he did for the children of Israel here in the wilderness, where, you know, when if they wanted meat to eat, they would have thought they had to go back to Egypt or whatever. But they didn't know the power of God. So may we remember that even today as we go to our places of worship and expect God to give us something, and let's expect big things. Let's ask God to supply us our needs, our spiritual needs. There really does desire for to supply our needs. And so if we just come to him and ask him, let us expect big things, that he will meet those needs in his time. God bless you. Thank you for listening.